بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. إن شاء الله. I hope no one takes me wrong on this fireworks issue. It's a pretty serious thing. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with money, and we are just blowing our money in the air. The way the people of Gaza are being bombed, we are bombing our own money. This is what we're doing. This is how foolish we are. Allah protect. So for our brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, it's not children doing it, it's adults, you know. The 400 fireworks are very expensive. I've never bought them, but I've seen them in Asda, 59, 69, 70 pounds. And people are buying these and they're just blowing it in the air. And it hours upon hours upon hours. SubhanAllah, it's like... And these same people are in all the protests, they're in all the marches, they're in forefront of shouting and talking about Palestine. When it comes to doing something which matters, this is what happens. I was looking at in Jordan, there's this, he was a DJ, you know, a singer, DJ, musician. So it was a post someone posted. He said, I've done tawbah from my DJ business, I'm never going back to it. He said, this is the way I am making my effort for Palestine. I know, and then he mentions the ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala does not change the state of a person. Allah Ta'ala kisi qawm ki hal tabdeel nahi karte, hatta ke wo apne aap ko tabdeel na kare. Until a person, people change themselves, Allah doesn't change a nation. So he says, I'm doing my tawbah, I'm leaving my DJ business, I'm never going to go back to it, this is what I'm doing for my brothers in Palestine. That's what we need to do. Just shouting, protesting, talking all the way in the night till Fajr time, and then missing our Fajr and sleeping till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. What is this? How is this going to help anybody? Now when it comes to making this fireworks, and it's not the non-Muslims, the non-Muslims are doing it. Our Muslims are doing it. All the Muslims, it's the Muslim neighborhood. You'll see the houses, everybody's there, gathering, get together, have a fireworks night. Very sad. So we need to make an effort from our own side. I know there's very few of us, and the big public, but we need to make effort from our side. Our children, our family members, encourage them. Look, you're burning your money. People in Gaza are dying. Somebody was posting a video. He's drinking water. He's saying this water is sewage water. We're all drinking sewage water. Think about it. The water that goes from the toilets into the drains, they're filtering that and drinking that. So this is what we're drinking. We're all ill. Every one of us is ill. But this is what water we have to drink. We have nothing. And Allah Ta'ala has given us so much. Allah has given us money. Help them. Whatever we can. Every extra penny, go there. Or go to some cause in the world. So many causes that are in the world we can spend on. Or spend on your family. Give somewhere where we know Allah will be happy. This is haram. This is haram. Like, there's no doubt about it. So for our Muslim brothers and sisters to do this, this is haram. You're wasting your money. You know, it's absolute wasting of one's money. How is that benefiting anybody? Last week we started this chapter. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Inshallah, we should spread this message to everybody, to ourselves. You know, everyone who posts. I don't do much posting, but those who do post on WhatsApp and this and that, put the post. Stop spending your money on fireworks. Take that money and give it somewhere where it matters. باب فضل الزهد في الدنيا والحث على التقلل منها وفضل الفقر. The virtues of zuhd in the dunya, abstinence in the dunya, an encouragement to have less of the things of the dunya, and the virtues of poverty. The virtues of poverty. Faqr is poverty. قال الله تبارك وتعالى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the Holy Quran. I'll read through all the ayat inshallah, and then I'll translate them. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, whenever he starts a new chapter, he always mentions a few ayat. And zuhd is such a topic that in the Quran, so many ayat about zuhd. Zuhud means to abstain, bachna, stay away from the things of the world, to not have the importance or the love of the things of the world in one's heart. This is zuhud, right? And to minimize, taqallul, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah mentioned, taqallul, minimize, have less of the things of the dunya and be content with what you have. Both are cheeza. In Islam, any of these words, jitne bhi alfaz hote hain, inme bahut sare maani hote hain. There are a lot of meanings. So zuhud means, first thing, to not have love of the dunya. Dunya ke muhabbat, dil ke andar na ho. Second thing is, to have less of the things of the dunya. Dunya ki cheeze kam ho. Teesri cheez ye hai ke, the third thing is, that a person is content with whatever Allah has given them. Jo cheeze Allah ta'ala ne hame di hai, isi par qanaat ho, itminan ho. Ye sab maani jo hai zuhud ke andar paayi jati hai. All of these meanings can be found inside of zuhud. It's very important, sifa and quality, every Muslim needs to have. قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما مثل الحياة الدنيا كما إن أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض مما يأكل الناس والأنعام حتى إذا أخذت الأرض زخرفها وزينت وظن أهلها أنهم قادرون عليها أتاها أمرنا ليلا أو نهارا فجعلناها حصيدا كأن لم تغن بالأمس كذلك نفصل الآيات لقوم يتفكرون وقال تعالى واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كما إن أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا وقال تعالى اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور وقال تعالى زين للناس حب الشهوات من النساء والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب وقال تعالى يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور وقال تعالى ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين وقال تعالى وما هذه الحياة الدنيا إلا لهو ولعب وإن الدار الآخرة لهي الحيوان لو كانوا يعلمون صدق الله العظيم والآيات في الباب كثيرة مشروع. So many آيات and obviously there are more that Imam Nawawi رحمه الله could have mentioned, where he just mentions a brief example. First ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that إِنَّمَا مَثَلُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَائِنَ The example of the life of this dunya is like water. أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ We have made it fall from the skies. So when Allah ta'ala makes water descend from the skies, فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ And it mixes with the crops of the earth. Waters fall from the skies, mixes with the crops of the earth. So the crops, مِمَّا يَأْكُلُ النَّاسُ وَالْأَنْعَامُ The crops that people are very loud at the back. The items are from the earth, the produce of the earth that human beings eat and animals eat. So water has come down from the skies, it's mixing with the crops of the earth from those things that humans eat and animals eat. So Allah is giving an example. In the Quran, so many times Allah Ta'ala gives mithals. Allah Ta'ala misale amsila bayan karte in the Quran many, many times, right? And the reason for this is so that because examples, they help draw something closer to the mind. Especially most people, when you give an example, the thing makes more sense. So this is an example that Allah Ta'ala is giving, the example of the life of this dunya. Like water, rainwater when it falls, it mixes with the crops that grow from the earth, those things which are beneficial for humans and animals. Humans, we eat the fruits and the vegetables and these produce. Animals, they eat the green things, right? The plants, and they eat the grass, and they eat all of these things that humans don't eat. We have separate things that we consume. So when this earth becomes nourished, حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَتِ الْأَرْضُ زُخْرُفَهَا وَزَيَّنَتْ When the earth becomes very, very beautiful, and it looks very appealing to the eyes, and subhanAllah, a person is very happy. The harvest has grown, and my animals will be fed, and everything's fantastic. So it gives you that peace of mind. And what happens in that peace of mind, sometimes a person becomes lazy, relaxed. They think, I've done my job. I've done my job. Water has come, we've tilled the earth, the harvest has grown, grass has grown. Now we can just take a step back, we can relax. You know, the difficult job has been done. The crops are grown, like farmers. They put in so much effort. When the harvest grows, now they enjoy. All they need to do is cut the harvest and they need to just benefit from it. So when it comes to this point where the person's heart feels, that's it, I've got nothing more to do, absolutely happy. وَظَنَّ أَهْلُهَا أَنَّهُمْ قَادِرُونَ عَلَيْهَا. And the people feel that they have full ability over that produce, over that land. أَتَاهَا أَمْرُنَا لَيْلًا أَوْ نَهَارًا فَجَعَلْنَاهَا حَصِيدًا كَأَنْ لَمْ تَغْنَى بِالْأَمْسِ. All of a sudden, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision comes. Some strong wind, or some tufan, or some lightning, and it totally finishes everything, and it becomes hasidan, like a plain, barren land, as if nothing ever grew upon it. So imagine, we're not talking about the example, we're talking about the person. Koi kashtkar ho, someone is a farmer, and he harvests, aur apne jo hai, kheti bari karta hai, aur bahut saari mehnat karta hai. Aur iske baad jab zameen se kheti ugti hai, to dil ke andar ye ek itminan ho jati hai. Aur phir baith jata hai, sochta hai ki chalo bas ho gaya, alhamdulillah, kaam ho gaya. Achanak, agar tufan aa jaye aur sab kuch khatam kar de, sochiye ki iske dil ke andar kis tarah, kya sadma guzrega. Imagine how he will feel. Everything is finished. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, كَأَلْ لَمْ تَغْنَ بِالْأَمْسِ, like nothing even grew on it, everything finished. كَذَلِكَ نُفَصُّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. This is the example of the life of this dunya. Ke dunya ke andar insaan itna mehnat karta hai, so much hard work, you know, karobar ke piche, behind his job, behind his business, building a house, raising a family, sab kuch, it's all part of dunya. If a person does it sahi niyat ke saath, with the correct intention, Allah ke liye, tab to koi masla nahi, everything is sawab. Aur agar iska niyat sirf ye ho ke duniya ki cheezon mein Allah Taala jo hai mujhe aur zyada izafa kare, bas izafa ho, izafa ho, izafa ho, nice house, nice car, nice good business, lots of income, lots of children, everything, mashallah, people look at me and say, look at this person, 10 houses, 10 sons, all the 10 sons are all doctors, mashallah, all well qualified, all doing jobs, I've got, that's doing it. All of a sudden death comes, maut. With maut, it's like everything is zero. The same way that farmer, he knows how much effort he did. In Surah Al-Kahf, Allah Ta'ala gives this example, and he's coming in the next ayah as well. The next ayah Allah Ta'ala mentions, you know, in Surah Al-Kahf, I think I mentioned last time in Jumu'ah, the two brothers, one brother, he made such mehnat effort on his land. Whole life, he worked very, very hard, tilled his land, beautiful land. Subhanallah, he had harvest growing, he had fruits growing, it had grape vines, and it was a beauty, it was like a Jannah in the dunya for him. All of a sudden, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent some thunderbolts from the sky, thunderbolts, and everything's finished. And then he was left doing this. And he's saying, I wish I didn't do shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I wish I realized, okay, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not from me. Otherwise, it was from me, I did 40 years of mehnat, at least that mehnat should have stayed in front of my eyes. Kuch bachta. Lekin ye mere taraf se kuch bhi nahi tha. Ye sab kuch Allah ta'ala ki taraf se tha. Isi liye to Allah ta'ala ne ek aankh ke jabak mein Allah ta'ala ne utha liya sab kuch. Khatam kar diya. That's why a person has to have that conviction. And we need to understand that this is the reality of the life of this dunya. You do all of your effort, but if it's done with the wrong intention, as soon as the eyes close, when will the eyes close? Allah Ta'ala make it such that when we die, it's the best time for us to die. Say Ameen Inshallah. Ke jab hamara maut aaye, us waqt aaye jab Allah Ta'ala humse razi ho. Allah Ta'ala humse razi hone se pehle maut na aaye. So this is the important thing. But when death comes, it's going to come. All of a sudden, and then people are fighting. Kon baba ka bada makan lega, kon chota makan lega, kon darmiana makan lega. Who's going to take this, who's going to take that, who's going to take his Lamborghini, who's going to take his Mercedes? And they're fighting. And they're all absolutely bekar children I left behind. Absolutely bekar. They would never have built this fortune themselves. I did it all. They're absolutely bekar. All they're good at doing is fighting. That's why when I'm dead, they're fighting straight away. Boxing match. Who's going to take this house? Who's going to take that? Who's going to take the court in Pakistan and this and that? Who's going to do all this? We're fighting. And for me, what benefit have I got? There's absolutely nothing. You know, my father-in-law, Mufti Saif al-Islam, sometimes gives the example. He says that he met this person, and Rosanna Kampeja said that he used to go to work every day, work for like 13, 14, 15 hours most of his day. He would take one sandwich, one can of Coke to work. And he would say, what are you doing? You know, why do you spend so much time at work? He said, my job, I've got four children. I want to build, make sure that each of them has a single house. के चार बच्चों के लिए चार चार मकान हो तो रोजाना 14 15 16 घंटे वो काम करते थे एक वन कैन ऑफ कोक एंड वन सैंडविच सो ही इज पुटिंग हिमसेल्फ थ्रू ऑल ऑफ दिस सो हिज चिल्ड्रन हैव फोर हाउसेस दिस इज द मकसद ऑफ हिज लाइफ एज़ सून एज़ ही डाइज व्हाट इज हाउ व्हाट इफ जे हाउ इज दैट गोइंग टू बेनिफिट दिस पर्सन व्हेन ही डाइज सो वी हैव टू हैव आवर प्रायोरिटी स्ट्रेट Everything we do, we need to look after our families, we need to do things, but the intention has to be there. Myself, all of us, we fail in the intention. Niyat bhi niyat, bare niyat, without any niyat, subah urte robot jaise. Going to work, coming back, going to sleep, waking up, eating, going to work, coming, like a robot. Where is the niyat? Allah Ta'ala hume ajar niyat ke bina par dete hain. You have intention, why are you working? I am working to feed my family, to feed my wife, feed my children, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why I wake up in the morning and I get out of the house. My whole 7, 8, 9 hours at work is rewarded, is ajr. Why wake up like a robot? Why are you going to work? Because I have to. Why are you eating? I have to. Why are you sleeping? I have to. But zarurat, 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 zarurat. Niyat. I am doing it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Even the luqma that you put in the mouth of your wife, if you have the niyat to please Allah, it becomes sadqa. Biwi ko khila rahe hain, muhabbat kar rahe hain, pyar kar rahe hain, sadqa ban raha hai saath saath. Why? Because your intention is, ke main Allah ta'ala ko razi karna cha raha hoon. Biwi razi ho, biwi khush ho, bache khush rahe hain, ye meri zimmedari hai, Allah ta'ala ne kandho par rakha hai. To look after my wife, look after my children. If I do with the correct intention, all of this is sadqa. This is the problem that we have. So all the things of the dunya, a person makes all the effort, as soon as death comes, it's all finished. So this example Allah Ta'ala gives. Like the farmer makes such effort, the rain crops, as soon as it rains, he's so happy. SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah, especially you know, if you go to India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and the hot countries, the season where it rains, is monsoon season they call it, isn't it? Monsoon. It's the best season for them. Crops are going to grow, unless it's too much rain, in which case everything is destroyed as well through the rain. It's from Allah Ta'ala. But everything grows and people are so happy. Imagine, I think it happened in Bangladesh or somewhere a couple of years ago with heavy rain, and all of the crops were finished. So I have a relative, they only depend, their whole livelihood is their crops. That's their livelihood. Or they don't have anything else. So when the crops grow, rice and whatever it is, then their whole year will go by good. And the crops grow once a year, and that will last for the whole year. And then the heavy rainfall came, and the floods, and everything was destroyed. They had nothing for the whole year. Imagine how sad a person becomes. Allah Ta'ala is saying, this is the afsos and regret a person will feel in the grave when they think, oh, what did I do? Why did I use all my time on the dunya? Why? What fayda did it give me? Nothing. Sab kuch khatam. The only thing that matters now is a'mal or a'mal. There's no a'mal to be seen. If there was any good amal, they're all going to people. Kisi ka ghibat kar liya chala gaya, kisi ko gali de diya chala gaya, kisi ka haq talfi kar liya chala gaya, kisi ke bare mein badguman raha chala gaya. Aur hamari badgumani khatam nahi hoti. Fula is tarah hai, fula aisa hai, fula ka. Aur aap kisi ko batana bhi chahe ki bhai acha soch, achhi soch rakhe. Nahi 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 nahi, aap isko pehchante nahi. Aap, you're young person, you're young. You haven't seen life. Life will tell you to be suspicious of everybody. Life will tell you that you look at everybody in a suspicious manner. What foolishness is this that we have done to ourselves? Everybody has problems and situations. Yeah, just talking to someone today, close family member, as he was saying that, look, I can't invite these people to my house. Do you know what they've done to me? My elder, I said, look, I know what they've done to you. But your job is still to invite them. Agar aapka dushman bhi ho, lekin aapka rishtedar ho, aapka haq banta hai, isko daawat de. Aur iske saath jo hai basic, jo hai rishtedari ka sila rakhe. That's your job. Said, no, 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 you don't understand. Okay, I don't understand. It's Quran and Hadith. So what are you waiting for? I'm waiting for a time ke when I can explain to them, aur unko bita ke, samjha ke, aur iske baad jab wo, matlab dusra party aur mein, hum sab, we're on one page, to phir uske baad jo hai, hum uske saath rishtedari ka. How many years are you going to wait? 10, 20, 30, they'll be dead. They'll be dead, you still haven't fulfilled that bond of relationship because you think they've done something wrong to you. Even if they've done something wrong to you, what if you die tomorrow? How are you going to answer to Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, I was just waiting for the right chance. I wasn't going to talk to him 10 years, 20 years, 15 years. I was waiting for the time he came and apologized. So Peter, I was happy to. You think Allah is going to take that as an excuse? Gee, we think death is going to come, pata nahi, 20, 30, 50, 60 years in the future. This is how we treat life. Ke maut aayega pata nahi 100 saal ke baad. Ye to hum marenge hi nahi kabhi. پتہ نہیں ہمارے ذہن کے اندر کیا کیا سوچ ہوتی ہے, موت آ جا سکتا ہے. سیدنا عبداللہ بن عمر رضی اللہ عنہ used to say that اذا امسیت فلا تنتظر المساء, when you go to sleep today don't think you're going to wake up tomorrow, act today like this is my last day. حق تلفی ہو گیا, I've not fulfilled the rights of someone, fulfill them. I owe money to someone, کسی کا پیسے واپس نہیں کی, آج اس کو واپس کرنے کا فکر کرو آج سے, not ہاں کل کروں گا پرسو اگلا سال, اور you know this is our people's mentality کہ موت تو آئے گا ہی نہیں, پتہ نہیں جب ہم موت کا طلبگار ہوں گے تو ہم اللہ تعالیٰ سے مانگیں گے تو اللہ تعالیٰ دیں گے, اس سے موت نہیں آئے گا. اسی یو نو فولشنس کے اندر غرور, آیات کمنگ, دس کائنڈ آف ڈیلوژن, اللہ کالز اٹ غرور سبحانہ وتعالیٰ, ڈیلوژن, ویئر ان ڈیلوژن, موت از گونا کم, اف اٹ کمز از کمنگ ٹو دس پرسن, دس پرسن از کمنگ آل اراؤنڈ می, پتہ نہیں, آئی ہیو گاٹ اے شیلڈ اراؤنڈ می, کہ موت از ناٹ کمنگ ٹو می, از گونا اوائڈ می, this is a delusion. Yeah? That's what this person is thinking before he dies. That's what he is thinking before he dies. So we need to clear everything. Let's have some good amal. کہ قبر کے اندر جائے تو یہ جو نیک اعمال ساتھ لے کے جائے نا, دنیا کے اندر تلاوت کر کے, ذکر اذکار کر کے, نماز پڑھ کے, اتنے سارے اعمال اکٹھا کی ہیں, جمع کی ہے, اور پھر کسی کا غیبت کر کے, حق تلفی کر کے, بدگمانی کر کے, ایوری تھنگ بائی دی اینڈ آف دا ڈے آل آف آر گڈ ڈیز ڈن اینڈ ڈسٹڈ, swore at someone, backbited about someone, lied, cheated, whatever it is, everything's finished by the end of the day. So by the end of the year, nothing. By the end of my life, nothing. I go into the grave thinking, I read all my 5 times salah in the masjid, I did this, I did this, I did this. I go in my qabr, there's nothing. Where's it all gone? You forgot what kind of person you were, how your behavior was, how your akhlaq was. Always backbiting, always lying, always slandering. I even say to my wife, my children, I say, look, don't say to my son, you know, sometimes she'll say, oh, if you do this, we'll give this, or, you know, as a joke, we lie as a joke. It's just a joke, right? I don't know. It's raining outside, but it's not raining outside. It's a joke. It's a lie, right? It's not like the angel's going to say, ha, ye to joke tha. We're not going to write it down. We're going to write it down as ajr. It's a lie, or kizb, lying, is going to be written down as a lie. We have to be so careful. Our words, our deeds, these things are a'mal. Even oof that comes from our mouth is amal. A sound I make is amal. We want to hold on to these. Like a hoarder, I need every single good amal I can carry to take me with me to the akhirah. That's all that's going to matter as soon as I die. Bayan, namaz, leading people, you know, I don't want to give my example. Our uncle was saying, Dua qunut nazila, this and that. My point is, when I lead namaz, this is the greatest chance where riya can come into my heart, showing off. My voice is so beautiful. My dua is so nice. My bayan is so good. All of my amal is finished there. Yahan to zaya ho gaya sab kuch. How am I going to take any of this to the grave with me? Qabr mein to le jane wale amal wo hote hain jo sirf banda Allah Taala ke samne karta hai. Kisi aur ko pata nahi hota. Kyunki is amal ke andar riya aur showing off ka, diklawe ka bilkul hi jo hai mauka aur fursat bhi nahi hoti. Ye main aur Allah Taala ke darmiyan amal hai. Kisi ko pata nahi. Kisi ko pata nahi. Hatta ke baaz ہمارے جو نیک لوگ ہوتے تھے وہ اپنی بیوی کو نہیں بتاتے, بیوی کو بھی نہیں بتاتے کہ میں روزہ رکھ رہا ہوں. Their wife wouldn't even know کہ they're fasting. Why? They would take food from home in the morning. So their wife thinks this is the lunch, he's going to take it, he's going to have lunch. They would take it and they would give it out to people in the street, their food, and they'd be fasting. So بیوی کیا سوچ رہی ہے کہ میرا شوہر جو ہے وہ تو روزہ رکھ رہا ہے. نہیں نہیں مطلب وہ روزہ دار نہیں ہے, اس نے گھر سے اپنا جو ہے کھانا تیار کر کے ساتھ لے گئے, لیکن وہ بیچارہ کیا کر رہے ہیں, راستے میں کھانے کو غریبوں میں تقسیم کر رہے ہیں, حالانکہ وہ روزہ ہے. وہ نہیں چاہتے کہ بیوی, گھر کے اندر جو بیوی ہوتی ہیں اس کو بھی پتہ نہ چلے کہ میں روزہ دار ہوں. یہ عمل صرف میرے اور میرے اللہ کے درمیان ہے. تو اسی طرح ہم بنیں تو پھر کچھ نہ کچھ بچا کے آخرت میں لے جائیں. اللہ تعالیٰ کی توفیق.